WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The dire humanitarian crisis getting worse with each day. The Hamas-run health ministry says 8 more people died today of malnutrition. Caroline Williman is a project coordinator with Doctors Without Borders and says Palestinians, especially children suffering from malnutrition, need specialized food.
Just feeding them will no longer be possible for when they reach this like very severe stage. Basically, their little bodies are shutting down and are no longer able to take in normal food that we give them.
Video released this week by Hamas in recent days appears to show an Israeli hostage who appears emaciated. Israel's prime minister says he's considering a military solution now to secure the release of remaining hostages, with ceasefire talks breaking down. For a second day, Texas Democrats have refused to return for a special session at the Texas Capitol, protesting Republican efforts to redraw congressional maps to gain 5 more seats. The governor calling for the missing state Democrats to be arrested. And on Wall Street, stocks are trading lower this hour. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the release of funding that had previously been withdrawn by the U.S. Department of Education following the filing of a multi-state lawsuit. According to a press release, the Trump administration froze the funding for 6 programs on June 30th. The multi-state coalition filed the lawsuit in July, arguing the move violated federal law and the constitutional separation of powers doctrine. This week, Attorney General Call announced that an estimated $72 million of funding for Wisconsin had been unfrozen. Now, Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history. It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. Xcel Energy has announced construction work on the Ashland-Ironwood transmission rebuild project will get underway in the coming weeks. According to a press release, the first phase of construction is set to begin in Hurley, with phased activity across the entire project area through 2028. The project will see the replacement of 2 older transmission lines between the Gingles substation near Ashland and the Ironwood substation. It will also see the elimination of aging infrastructure crossing the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Spooner Health has officially been named as one of America's most beautiful hospitals following a nationwide contest organized by Soliant Health. The contest honored 20 facilities across the country over the past few months, featuring thoughtful designs that promote both a healing presence and community connection. Residents were able to cast their votes for the finalists, and Spooner Health finished in the number 9 spot on the list. It was the only Wisconsin hospital to finish in the top 20 of the nationwide contest with over 7,200 votes. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a 3-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, political consultant Joseph Pecky will join us. We're also going to talk tariffs and so much more with Derek Van Ruden and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here. It is the 5th. Of August 2025, a Tuesday, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, hour number two, world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street. Cloudy skies, smoky skies, on top of Old Smoky, all covered with cheese. Remember that song?
Yes,
I do. You ever sing that in Boy Scout camp summers?
I don't know. I don't remember if we did in Boy Scout camp, but I know I've sang it. I just can't remember where.
The forest fires is what's causing this. Not just in Canada, Tom Tiffany settled down, but out west here in the United States as well. So they're saying the smoke will eventually clear here in the next couple of days. So hang in there, but... like many of us, maybe you got a sore throat, but if you're somebody that really struggles with autoimmune or breathing issues, might want to stay inside or limit your time outdoors. But all in all, not too bad. Comfortable temperatures, humidity not too bad, and comfortable temperatures. So
yes, that's the one upside of the smoke.
Yes, keeps temperatures and the humidity down. So hopefully you're enjoying your Tuesday. As we said, tomorrow going to be broadcasting from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Looking forward to that. Talking about fusion voting. It sounds like something at the state fair. The fusion voting, Slicer Dicer does this, you know. State fair going on right now down in West Dallas. But no, we'll be in La Crosse at the Leader Ethics Seminar. Talk, if you will. Should be a good time had by all. Starts at 12:30 tomorrow. You're welcome to join us, all the folks there, for free. Won't cost you a dime if you're in La Crosse tomorrow. Come on down to the Black River Beach Neighborhood Center starting at 12:30. Here's the thing. Does not cost anything to attend. It's free. But you must register in advance. In order to register, go to leaderethics.us. Leaderethics.us. Zommers will have that in the show notes. If you're not in the La Crosse area and you still want to participate, you can watch the live stream. Again, go to leaderethics.us tomorrow at 12:30. Leaderethics.us tomorrow at 12:30. Should be a great program. Lee Rosh is going to be there. Also, former Democratic Sheriff of Dane County, Dave Mahoney. Former Republican Senate Majority Leader, Dale Schultz. Christine Andrews, the executive director of United Wisconsin, and Rusty Cunningham, publisher and executive editor with the La Crosse Tribune and River Valley News, going to be the moderator tomorrow, going to be talking to several of them. Trygve Olsen will be along from Lithuania, an international show tomorrow. He's been involved in United Wisconsin as well. And Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Will be on his Wednesday time slot as per usual. Should be a great show on location tomorrow. So join us from La Crosse talking about, we'll tell you, we'll break it down. We'll tell you what, because a lot of, and I get it. Look, I get it with all the ranked choice voting, Final Five voting, fusion voting. People are like, what is this? And why does it matter? Well, we'll do our best to, as the late great Judge Weissman from Tennessee was fond of saying, we're going to put it down there where the chickens can get at it. Is that it, Mr. Gold? Want to put it down there where the chickens can get at it? All right, I'll allow it. One of the best court proceeding I was ever in. I was on the jury team. Well, kind of, sort of. I got to sit behind the lawyers. I helped to put together the briefing book and that sort of thing. That was my extent of working. Look, I'm no Jim Santel. I'm no Maggie Dawn. I'm no Matt Flynn. I don't have, but I did for a time briefly work for a law firm. So there you go.
More than I could say.
In my Mutt resume. But speaking of great people, Kyle LaFon, how about that guy? He's fantastic.
Yes, I think we should definitely have him back. He has 100%. A wealth of experience and knowledge to share on, it seems like, a lot of things.
Yeah, really well-grounded person, great guy. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for helping book him, and also thanks to the Main Street Alliance. Kyle is part of that Main Street Alliance. Great to have real Wisconsin business people talking about how these big things affect them.
And affect their customers, right. A.K.A. us.
Right, all of us. All of us, as it turns out. So many thanks for Kyle for being here. Going to get into what's worse here in a little bit, and then also talk about Donald Trump quietly saying the five things you did this week, not so much. And also a little bit about an update for you on what's happening in Texas and why it continues to be important here in Wisconsin in terms of trying to redraw maps down there. But I want to spend a couple of minutes on the Brew Crew. How about that? Milwaukee Brewers, another win last night in Atlanta, 3-1 over the Braves. And they play again tonight, pregame show around 5:45, first pitch around 6:15, Wisconsin time. And they continue to have a three-game lead now on the Cubs in the NL Central. A lot of these people that are like, you know, who are these guys? So over the weekend on Sunday, Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, was supposed to pitch, but he got hit in the leg by a ball in that last Cubs series in Milwaukee. It still bruised pretty bad, so they put him on the 15-day IL to rest up. Might not need that long, but seems like he's going to be okay. But out of an abundance of caution, as they say, they put Miz on the 15-day IL. And so they called up another guy here, Logan Henderson, who has kind of been back and forth, trying to break through, was down in the minors, was getting set to pitch in Scranton, Pennsylvania. When he got the call, he was needed that night, or the next night rather, in D.C. Here's Logan Henderson talking to the press gaggle here after the game about how he got to the aforementioned D.C. game.
When did you get in?
Sorry?
You get in today or last night?
I got in last night, yeah. Parents actually drove me. My dad and stepmom were in Scranton, and there were no flights available last night. So it was a full circle moment having my parents drive me here, and it was special.
Is there a certain skill you guys have staying connected to what's going on here, even if you're not here, if you're going back and forth a little bit? Like, how do you kind of keep one foot in here when you're not physically?
Yeah, I think that's the toughest battle, to be quite honest, is, you know, it's trying to feel part of the team up here when you're down there, but, you know, it just kind of, it fuels you more, you know, it makes you want to get back up here, and you just want to be ready for any opportunity, and like you just said, did you expect it? I did not at all, so, but I was ready for it, you know, so, yeah, I mean, again, we're all in Nashville watching the boys win up here, and it's been really fun, and we all want to contribute, and yeah, that's the goal.
Logan Henderson on getting to D.C. from Scranton had his parents, his dad and stepmom, drove him to the Major League game because there was no flights available. And I just think it's cool because how many kids are driving their high school kids to games right now, to AAU games, whatever it might be. And even in college, like, you know, if your kid's playing in college, you'll if it's not too far away, you'll try to get to those games, those matches. But here he is in the big leagues, and he needs a ride to the game. And mom and dad, all right, jump in the car.
That is pretty funny.
I think it's so indicative, so representative, maybe is the better word. And Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about this yesterday or the day before a little bit, that these guys, he's called them the average Joes of the Major League Baseball. That, you know, they're not the big all-stars. I mean, you got Yelich, of course, but these are not household names. The payroll is one of, if not the lowest in Major League Baseball, and they're atop the major leagues right now because they're so hungry. That guys are just like, well, I don't want to sit too long. I want to get back out there. I want to make a run. I want to make a steal. You know, whatever it is. And it's this fire that Pat Murphy has ignited. The other thing that Murph has done, and I want to spend a couple of minutes on this, he's kept him loose. And our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the producers and director, respectively, of the great film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run to the World Series. In their great film, they capture from the 82 team, part of the magic of that 82 team that led them to the World Series was that Harvey Keene came in, and he was an older manager, and Ted Simmons tells this great story because Harvey Keene had a peg leg. Don't at me, the PC crowd, because he didn't want a plastic.
Like a prosthetic. He wanted a wooden peg leg.
Thank you. Yes, he didn't want the prosthetic. He wanted the wooden. So Simmons tells this story shortly after Harvey Dalton had put Harvey Keene, or Harry Dalton put Harvey Keene in charge of the team, that Keene came down the hallway to the Brewers locker room, and Ted Simmons tells it much better than I can. And he said, you heard this pop, pop, you hear his peg leg coming down. And he came in and he said, boys, I got two things. Number one, I hate meetings. Number two, this meeting's over. And he walked out. And Ted Simmons says it was the best meeting I'd ever been in. And Harvey Keene said, I just want you guys to play. Quit being so serious. Just you know what to do. Play. And he kept him loose. Murph is doing the same thing. He talked to, I give her credit, I don't know her name, I'm sorry. It's the reporter that goes down the dugout for FanDuel, the new TV network or whatever it does. And she's talking to Pat Murphy in the dugout over on the Nationals game about what he has in his pocket and what he's eating. Here we go.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
So he had a pocket, like we used to call them silver dollar pancakes.
Right, right.
And apparently they got the National League chef or the Nationals chef at the ballpark to make a small pancake, and Murph had it in his pocket.
Which that is amazing.
And he pulls out, here's a pocket pancake.
I should start doing that for work.
So in the post-game presser, it came up again. Here's Pat Murphy.
Murph, do you really keep pancakes in your pocket?
Sometimes. Waffles, pancakes, pizza. I mean, stuff I like. And have a little carbs during the game to wash down. To have something, you know.
How does one keep pizza in your pants without it causing like long-term damage to the pants?
You just took a bite out of the pancake.
Often, you just wash it. Right. Pizza, when it's cold pizza, then you fold it up like a sandwich.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that makes sense. There.
You need it during the game. And when I wear a hoodie, I have a pocket right here, and that's full of crumbs.
Do you go toppings?
Sausage.
Okay.
The cold pizza and then the cheese, the sauce doesn't, you know, it's cold.
So yeah, no, I was just thinking of a hot slice of pizza, but that makes me feel more sense.
No, I usually get them out of the hotel when you walk down the people leave pizza boxes outside. They always leave some slices.
People leave their pizza boxes outside their hotel room, and Pat Murphy picks them up and puts them in his pocket.
This is the best interview I've ever seen.
He has the winningest team in Major League Baseball, and he's talking about pocket pizzas and pocket pancakes.
They're like, do you really do this? And he's like, sometimes.
Our own Terry Barr says Murph also told the reporter he put pizza in his hoodie. Well, there you go. I think this is great. I mean, this is the way you win. What you got to do what you got to do. Hats off to Pat Murphy, the Brewers. They kick off tonight on several stations on Civic Media. 5:45 for the pregame, 6:15 against the Braves. Come on back. What's worse is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, The Buzz of the North.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may think racial gerrymandering happened long ago and just in southern states with legacies of suppressing African Americans. Think again. Anti-voter legislatures around the country still employ racial gerrymandering to retain political power. In addition to recent racial gerrymandering cases involving African Americans in Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas, there have been multiple racial gerrymandering complaints from Native Americans in North Dakota and Hispanic Americans in Washington State and Texas. To provide equity and representation, the Voting Rights Act Section 2 allows districts of dense populations of minority voters to choose the candidate of their choice. But elected officials continue to evade those rules. South Carolina's legislature split Charleston by moving 30,000 residents from 11 of 12 of the highest concentrations of black voters into another district. In the words of the lower court, bleaching Congressional District 1. Louisiana's population is almost 33% black, but Louisiana's legislature defiantly drew only one of its six congressional districts as a majority-minority black district, diluting the rest of their vote. A county in North Dakota elected its commissioners at large to reduce the chance of a Native American candidate being elected. Tomorrow, we'll tell you how some states prohibit gerrymandering and create fair maps. I'm Brian Beal.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get hardened. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
That is a fantastic song. You're hot, Sommers. You're hot today. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Who is singing that?
That's Homegrown Tomatoes by John Denver.
Is that John Denver?
That's John Denver.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Shout out to June Nee, president of the John Denver fan club back in Richland Center. Homegrown. What's better than a homegrown tomato?
Not a lot.
Nothing. I mean, and it's the time of year. I have not done this yet. I need to coordinate it. One of my favorite all-time meals is a fresh garden tomato grown and picked hours beforehand, sliced up, little pepper and salt. Maybe some fresh Wisconsin mozzarella.
Ooh.
and a little sprig of basil. And then you have fresh sweet corn that was picked an hour before you cook it. And then you got a Wisconsin beef steak. It's my favorite summer meal right there. Maybe a glass of either a glass of Wallersheim wine in Wisconsin or a spotted cow from New Glarus Brewery. By the way, after the show, Zomers, got to get out of here right away because I gotta get down to New Glarus to take care of my meat.
Mm-hmm. That relates to a text we just got. Mark in Prairie du Sac says, is that a pancake in your pocket or are you happy to see me?
No! What's the matter, you people? I have to go down to Hosley Meats in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Great local locker, Hosley Meats. I'm meeting Kurt down there because once again, we have gone in and I believe my sister and brother-in-law, we bought a portion of a steer. A local, this is great, Badger Ethanol down in Monroe, Wisconsin, which Kurt is the plant manager for. The owner's there. And how great is this? Again, local business. Badger Ethanol owners, they go to many, like the Greene County Fair, the Lafayette County Fair. And these kids, the 4-H groups, they have their beef, their steers, their hogs, and they raise these as 4-H projects. And a lot of work goes into these, and they're grass-fed, they're locally grown. Absolutely, just what Joe Thomas was saying about Wagyu beef out at Six Springs Farm. And but these are for the kids. And so the owners of Badger State Ethanol, they go and they bid this up, and they pay a big price. The kids get the money in their pocket. They use it for scholarships to go to school or whatever they want, or maybe their project for the next year. And then Badger State says, hey, to their employees, we'll offer this to you, and you just pay what the market price is when we take it to the locker, and then we'll take care of the rest of the cost that we paid the kid. So for the last couple of years, Kurt and I, now I think Heather and Mike are going in, and we're buying part of a steer, and maybe there's rumor of a hog involved as well this year. And then so you got locally grown meat, you're helping out your 4-H kids, and a great meat packaging group like Hosley Meats in New Glarus. So I got the text this morning, the meat is ready.
Well, now you just got to get the fresh tomatoes to go with it.
Exactly, and the corn, and we're set to go. So I got to head out of here down to Hosley Meats. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what do you got for us, my friend?
Well, I got the cherry tomatoes coming in a little bit. You know, I've got a few cherry tomato plants out there, so I just put every day and go out there and pick a bowl full of cherry tomatoes, slice them in half, put some fresh basil that I got growing too, and maybe a little feta cheese and a little olive oil and red wine vinegar or sherry wine vinegar, and mix that up and pour that over it, and that's a good appetizer for supper.
Mark, you are making me hungry.
Me too.
I love it. That's fantastic. This is the time of year, right? Just the food in Wisconsin can't be beat for all the reasons you just said, Mark. Love it. Appreciate it.
And then the cucumbers coming in, you know, they don't get very big, but they usually don't make it to very big size. Just rinse them off and just eat them like you would an apple.
Right. From the garden.
That's what I got.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so very much. Tom in New Berlin, listening on WAUK, says, fresh picked tomatoes sliced on a bread toasted with mayo. Mmm. Or grill them whole. That's another. You grill tomatoes. They're fantastic
sure
as well.
Can.
Wow. That's like fantastic. Matt in Richland Center says, like, it sounds like you almost said, hit the ball earlier. All right. Chris Casper, our own Chris Casper on MDX says, the Brewers, the only team in the league over 600 right now. Imagine that's fantastic. Also, Eau Claire Mikey, brother-in-law, watch on YouTube, says we're all in for local meats, right? It's fantastic. Look, and this is great. The great part about it is, and Pam Yonke, I heard her this morning earlier on the radio on the Midwest Farm Report, which you can hear on many stations here on Civic Media. Pam Yonke was talking about these young people, these 4-H kids, are down at the State Fair right now, West Dallas, and this is a huge deal. And to take your animal down there and to show it and to get an award and then to have it auctioned off, it's a really big deal for these young people, and I hope that people all across the state of Wisconsin will continue to support them. So there you go. Great conversation. I guess should we have time? Should we do it now or should we do it when we come back?
I mean, we can start asking.
Should we open the thing?
Yeah, right. We can open it.
All right, we're
going to
open the thing. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, enough build up. The category today, What's Worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? Grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. That could be a big debate, much like yesterday. We'll find out. Get your calls in now. Speaking of Pam Yonke, farm news update, weather right now. Going to come back and discuss this. What's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Culture hasn't been a stranger to roller coasters when it comes to prices, weather disasters, or policy. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Lynn Paulson is the Senior Vice President of Agribusiness Development for Bell Bank. He gives us some insight on some of the trends that may have farmers worried. He explains how national debt plays a role in agriculture.
You know, that federal deficit, we tend to just kind of block that out and, you know, really what's happening and you know, how does it affect agriculture? Well, I would say that, you know, with the debt and especially the interest on the national debt, and we talked a little bit about that, how big a number that is. But for every dollar that goes to pay interest on the national debt, it's one less dollar for discretionary programs like farm programs and like other things here, right? So, and then, you know, everybody's looking for money, right? So the U.S. government needs to go out and borrow money, and that's costing more. And as a result, it costs producers more to go out and lend.
Lynn Paulson along with us. He's the Senior Vice President of Agribusiness Development for Bell Bank, talking us through how the national debt influences agriculture. Stick around for a look at your closing markets coming up next.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. On the close Tuesday from Chicago, cash corn closed down a nickel and a half at 381.5. December new crop corn down a nickel at 402 a bushel. Cash soybeans closed down 3¾ cents at 971.5. New crop soybeans down 3¾ at 990¾. And cash and new crop wheat is down 8½ cents at 508¼. Meanwhile, fluid milk is trading higher. The September Class 3 milk contract is up 36 cents at 1847 a hundredweight. The October contract up 11 cents at 1853. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, which reflected the higher prices today. The 40-pound block cheese closed up 2¼ cents at $1.80¼. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show.
If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me palm me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me palm me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes.
Don't touch me tomatoes. It's 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. Zomers is, he's on. He's on today on the board. Glad to have you along here. Welcome back to the show on Civic Media. Talking about what's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk. What was that song, Zomers?
Don't Touch Me Tomatoes by Josephine Baker.
Josephine Baker. Well done. Sounds like I should be doing a salsa or something.
Definitely does.
Or eating a salsa and doing the salsa. What's
with fresh
worse?
Tomatoes.
What's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Your Apple, Android device. Simply go to the search bar on your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Click on the CM logo. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today because you're going to want to have it on Friday. Going to be doing the show in Shawano on Friday, but have no fear. Free ticket Friday. Will be here anyway, no matter where we are. Your opportunity to win four club. These are just not run-of-the-mill seats. These are four club-level seats to a Milwaukee Brewers game to be named later. No, we'll tell you what it is on Friday. These are cushy seats. They have padding on them. You can order food right from your seat via your phone if you want. There's an air-conditioned concourse behind you. Nice bathrooms just for that section. It's beautiful. You could have opportunity to win those tickets. Tune in all day on Friday, starting with Pat Kreitlow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then Jane Battenair and Greg Bach starting at 9. Tom Hartman, after he sells you some crypto, he'll give you a word.
And you can
call in to enter in. And then we come along from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn will have a word between 6 and 8. All you have to do is listen to those shows. We'll give you the word, and then text it in via the Civic Media app, and the computer will pull randomly from the correctly typed and entered in entries, and somebody will be going to a Milwaukee Brewers game courtesy of Civic Media. It's a great deal. Be listening on Friday. You got to have the Civic Media app to do it. Speaking of, let's go to the app. What's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or via the Civic Media app, where Brett has weighed in Brown Deer via WAUK. Brett says non-dairy milk is worse because it's always non-dairy milk. But sometimes you do find good grocery store tomatoes. I don't want to reveal my answer yet, but I'm with you, Brett. I think that's a great take on it. Mark in Prairie du Sac says, in Europe, I don't think you could call the non-dairy milk milk anymore. I think you might be right about that. And there's been a lot of controversy here in Wisconsin and in the United States about this. And look, I know that some people are just have an allergy to dairy products, and I get that. But boy, regular listeners of the show know I've been in the coffee shop business before, and you get some pretty picky people. I mean,
yeah.
Well, for a while, we tried to have whole milk, 2%, skim, almond milk, soy milk, and oat milk. Because those are all the things people... And then in the second iteration of the shop, we kind of said, look, we're going to have whole, 2%, and oat. And that's it. And we always did at our shop, we always did organic. For a while, we did Organic Valley. And then we also used Sassy Cow Creamery here in Dane County, which was, we used the organic version of theirs. So we always had organic dairy at the coffee bar. And then we just basically did a high-end oat milk as well. Here's an interesting, hitherto unknown fact. For people that like almond milk, I once had a guest come in and I just said, I'm sorry, we don't carry almond milk. And she threw a huge hissy fit and started admonishing me that
insensitive.
Thank you. Yeah, something about that. You know, how dare I not have almond milk on the coffee bar? And I let her go for a while. And finally I said, I get that you care. Because she had a big thing about dairy and it was inhumane to cows or whatever. And I said, you know where almond milk comes from? Well, I mean, from almonds. I said, do you realize that almond milk is one of the worst things you can consume for the environment?
It uses so much water.
For the amount of water that it takes to create almonds, all the water that goes over the almonds to extract it. Because almond milk doesn't come just from like squeezing the almond nut. It actually, you have to put all kinds of water and soak it and then extract it. And then the water that doesn't get used for the quote-unquote almond milk, you can't put it on a field. Like, it's basically toxic. Well, maybe that's just too strong of a word. But it can't be reused. So I said, almond milk is one of the worst things you could possibly do to consume that for the environment. And she looked at me with her indignant look, and she said, you have absolutely ruined my day. Didn't come back.
I'm not surprised.
So anyway, I think people kind of go overboard on this. And also, I agree. I don't think that if it's not dairy, I don't think it should be called milk. Call it something, I don't know, soy juice, almond juice. I don't know.
In Europe, a lot of them are renamed to like oat drink.
Right. There you go. Oat drink. But not milk.
Yeah. I mean, it's not juice
either. Especially not the dairy state, right?
Yeah. I am normally extremely pedantic about names. Like, I have a scar on my finger from when I was slicing cheese and got really heated talking about how stupid the Big Ten is. And I cut my finger and I'm like, wow, I'm an idiot. And so, yes, I agree. It should not be called milk. However, I am glad they exist. As somebody who is mildly lactose intolerant, I prefer oat milk.
Really?
Because it's way creamier than a lot of the other alternatives.
Well, from making like barista, like making espresso-based drinks, soy is nasty to work with.
Soy is awful to work with. Yeah.
Oat milk is much better. As long as it's like a higher end.
Right.
Oatly is
Oatly's a good one.
If you want a good oat milk, Oatly. That's the one. Most of your baristas, good baristas, will use that. All right. What's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? Allie, listening in Madison on WMDX, says organic homegrown tomatoes only. Non-dairy Ripple chocolate milk is good too. All right, very good. John in Oshkosh on ISS, WISS, one of the group great brewer stations, says definitely non-dairy milk is worse. It's not dairy nor milk. Hoping that legislation goes through to ban calling it from milk. Priorities. Very good. I'll go along with that. What else we have here?
I think we're caught up.
We're caught up? All right, very good. What's worse, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison on MDX says, I have tried all of the lactose-free milks. Sassy Cow is simply the best.
Right. I can corroborate that. Also, having tried a lot of lactose-free milks, theirs is very good.
I've never tried their lactose-free milk, but like I said, we used to use Sassy Cow organic at the coffee bar, and we also used Organic Valley dairy milk as well. I know Organic Valley has a lactose-free version as well, but never tried that. Kurt also says lactate tastes like chalk. I agree with that.
It's not ideal.
I mean, I've told this story before, but the quick version is I started using Organic Valley Milk when I was in Florida working for that aforementioned law firm, my friend's law firm for a time. And I was just lonesome from Wisconsin. I said, oh, there's Organic Valley. And I used to be slightly, I guess maybe still am, or thought I was, lactose intolerant. And I started using just drinking, consuming Organic Valley Milk. And basically it went away. I could drink a whole glass with a chocolate chip cookie or over my cereal. No problems at all. So I'm a big believer that the BGH and what Russ Feingold said years ago in the state and federal Senate, he was right about that. And I think the more that we can consume, and what Joe Thomas said about beef, grass-fed, organic, humanely raised, pasture-fed beef, much better for you. What Kyle LaFond said earlier in the show, products we put on ourselves, get rid of the chemicals. We're killing ourselves in some ways with what we consume, put in, and put on our bodies.
But don't take our word for it.
Right.
Do some research. Right. You know, look into it. Make sure what you're doing is healthy for you.
John, listening to us in Edgerton via WMDX, says it takes 1 gallon of water to make one almond drink.
Right. No, one almond. So does it take tons of water, it takes tons of water to grow an almond tons more to turn it into milk.
Good point. Jim in Appleton on WISS, non-dairy milk isn't milk. Therefore, it's worse. All right, Summers, what's worse? Oh, let me say this quickly. Somebody said this earlier. So I shop a lot of times at Metcalf's here in Madison. They work with local growers for some things. So, like, they have Maple Grove or Maple Valley produce, which is within Dane County. So they'll bring, like, their heirloom or their organic tomatoes in or whatever it is. You can buy those at a grocery store, but they're produced locally. So I do think there are some exceptions to some. But we're talking about, you know, tomatoes that basically arrive at the grocery store in Wisconsin, green from Florida or Mexico. You know, that's what we're talking about here. So what's worse, Summers, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk?
I think I'm going to have to say grocery store tomatoes, despite, you know, I agree with you on everything about the naming of non-dairy milks, but I am glad that they exist. And I've had some pretty awful store tomatoes.
The correct answer is non-dairy milk.
Hey, well, no judgment here.
Non-dairy milk is much worse. I agree with everybody that said it can't be called milk if it's not dairy. And we live in Wisconsin. And there's some nasty, nasty non-dairy, quote-unquote, milks out there. Let's go quickly. One more vote. Tom in Madison listening on MDX. Tom, grocery store tomatoes or non-dairy milk? What's worse?
Oh, it's got to be non-dairy milk because it's not milk. Though I do have some friends that are lactose intolerant, and they do, you know, silk and other things, and they don't really have as much choice, but when I first moved here like 18 years ago, I got meat from a farmer, and we've been CSA vegetable people for over a decade now. And it is absolutely incredible. I think we're with Harmony Farms, and I have cooked things I never even heard of. Right. And I lived on a farm for a while, and it's still amazing. So you get that kind of stuff. You go on the internet and you say, how do I use sunchokes or whatever? Right. And you find yourself doing things you never would have done. But
that's awesome.
But please, people, don't take medical advice from RFK Jr. or Dr. Oz.
Right?
Please don't.
Right? I'm with you, Tom. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Al, listening in Madison at WMDX, says almonds do not have nipples. Therefore, they cannot and do not produce milk.
This is true. Yeah, I don't know. I surprised myself with picking that because I'm usually so hard on names.
Yeah, I think non-dairy milk is worse. All right, another great edition of What's Worse. We'll be back tomorrow from La Crosse with an all-new edition of What's Worse. Looking forward to that. We're going to come back, take a couple of quick updates on some serious news headlines, redistricting in Texas, and also the Trump administration decides to nix the five things you did this week after this.
Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes. Please don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me, call me apples, potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me, tomatoes. Oh, mister, don't touch me, tomatoes. Please don't you touch me, tomatoes.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swinging a bouncer into third, double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one, the first, a double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
Swing and a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is good! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may think racial gerrymandering happened long ago and just in southern states with legacies of suppressing African Americans. Think again. Anti-voter legislatures around the country still employ racial gerrymandering to retain political power. In addition to recent racial gerrymandering cases involving African Americans in Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas, there have been multiple racial gerrymandering complaints from Native Americans in North Dakota and Hispanic Americans in Washington State and Texas. To provide equity and representation, the Voting Rights Act Section 2 allows districts of dense populations of minority voters to choose the candidate of their choice. But elected officials continue to evade those rules. South Carolina's legislature split Charleston by moving 30,000 residents from 11 of 12 of the highest concentrations of black voters into another district. In the words of the lower court, bleaching Congressional District 1. Louisiana's population is almost 33% black, but Louisiana's legislature defiantly drew only one of its six congressional districts as a majority-minority black district, diluting the rest of their vote. A county in North Dakota elected its commissioners at large to reduce the chance of a Native American candidate being elected. Tomorrow, we'll tell you how some states prohibit gerrymandering and create fair maps. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, and a weather update with Brittany Merlot and her team. When will the smoke finally get out of here? She will tell you that. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, on location at Lambeau Field, the not quite frozen tundra. A very balmy tundra, a Lambeau Field. Clemens will have an update for you. What's the latest on injuries at Packers training camp and the Milwaukee Brewers looking to continue their hot streak? Number one team in baseball in the major leagues right now. A 3-game lead on the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. A reminder, lots of baseball to go. So don't get too hoity-toity, you fellow Brewers fans. We're going to enjoy this, keep the positive vibes going. The Brewers once again take on the Atlanta Braves. Pregame show on many of these stations over the air starting at 5:45 this afternoon. First pitch from Atlanta around 6:15 on many stations, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, amongst them on the Brewers radio network. Again, tomorrow we're going to be coming to you live from La Crosse, Wisconsin, part of the Leader Ethics Fusion Voting Seminar. You can watch this seminar tomorrow for free from 12:30 to 1:30, then join our show at 2. You can watch it by going to leaderethics.us, leaderethics.us, and then join us at 2 o'clock for our show On Location in La Crosse, talking about fusion voting, amongst other things. Coming up after the top of the hour news, weather, and sports, it's another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie out this week, but have no fear. The wonderful, the talented, the fantastic Matt Rothschild will be in. Is Angela Lang with him today as well? Because I feel bad. I gave Matt all the kudos yesterday, and then it turned out Angela Lang was on this. She's fantastic and wonderful and talented in her own right.
I don't know. I think today might just be Matt.
And that's
not
enough.
Just Matt.
That right, that's great, enough. Yeah. You don't need anything more than Matt Rothschild. That's plenty. But it'll always be a great show, so tune in to Matt Rothschild immediately following our program. And then it's another edition of Nightlight with the equally fantastic and talented Mr. Pete Schwabinator. No, Pete Schwab from 6 until 8 tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, I want to get to a couple of things quickly. First of all, a quick update for you. Great reporter Ed O'Keefe had a chance to meet him last summer when he was out here covering presidential politics at CBS News. Still lots of great reporters left at CBS News. Ed O'Keefe sat down with some of these folks from Texas. State Representative Ann Johnson did an interview with a couple of her colleagues talking about Democrats going to Illinois, amongst other places, to stop, in my opinion, this illegal partisan gerrymandering in Texas to help Donald Trump get 5 more Republican seats next year in the midterm elections. Here is State Representative Ann Johnson talking to CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
You know that Republicans in the state, Republicans out of the state, look at what you guys are doing and thinking you're running away from the fight. You're running away from your jobs by not being in Austin today.
Yeah, no. Abandoning your job is going to Cancun in the middle of a deadly freeze, right? Mm-hmm. Abandoning your job is cutting health care when people need access. Abandoning your job is cutting public education when we already have one of the worst education systems in the nation. What we are doing is the fundamental protection by our founding fathers in the Texas Constitution that says the minority party has the opportunity to break quorum when you know that the majority has really gone off the rails. The fact that Texas Republicans are willing to sell their soul, sell out their state, and sell out the American people to serve the interest of Donald Trump and give him 5 seats at a time where we know he is afraid of voters voting on his policies next November in 2026. When Donald Trump called Georgia Republicans and said, I just need you to find me 11,000 votes, they said, no, sir, that's a step too far. But when he called Texas Republicans and said, I need you to steal me 5 seats, they said, does July work for you? Well, it doesn't work for us as Texas Democrats. This is not just about our voters. It's about the nation. And it's important for people to know they have threatened us personally. They have threatened our arrest. They have threatened our jobs. They have threatened us. The solution is if we show up today at 3 o'clock and sit and be quiet, then we get to keep ours. But it kills the voice of everybody in this country. And so we won't. We won't sit and shut up to have them shut up the voices of voters.
How great is she?
She whipped them into shape.
Ann Johnson, State Representative, Democrat of Texas. Ann Johnson, much too young, Zomers. Texas had a great Democratic governor, Ann Richards, at one time. And this Ann Johnson, boy, she reminds me of her. I mean, she has got it together and can say it plainly. Fantastic job by State Representative Ann Johnson. Again, as someone who wants fair maps, this is a crisis in this country right now. And Democrats in Texas are doing the right thing by delaying this vote as best they can to bring awareness so that Texans know about this and Americans know about this. And I agree with former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Bob Jelk, who was on this show yesterday and said, as much as I hate to say it, I think that Democrats in blue states have to at least consider or threaten to do equally partisan gerrymandering if, keyword if, Texas Republicans go through with this. Because once this is set in stone, if they rig the maps in Texas so Trump could get his 5 more Republicans, they do this other places. Look, you can sit there and clutch your pearls and say, oh, this is terrible. We want justice. We're going to do the right thing. And you're going to keep doing that until democracy is dead. Sometimes fighting fire with fire is important. Quickly, Reuters reports, today, the Trump administration formally axes Elon Musk's Five Things email. Turns out Elon didn't do such a great job with Doggy after all. Great show today. Appreciate Kyle LaFon being here. Zomers as well. All of your calls. Be with us tomorrow live from La Crosse as we'll talk about fusion voting. Stay tuned for Matt Rothschild. Until tomorrow, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hunger crisis in Gaza leading to 8 more deaths due to malnutrition, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Hamas also released a video this week appearing to show an emaciated Israeli hostage, Evyatar David. His brother, Eli David, addressing the UN Security Council today, pleading for action.
My brother and the other hostages have endured an unimaginable nightmare. This is not just a figure of speech. Their lives are truly hanging by a thread.
Israel's prime minister also facing increased pressure, now considering a military solution to get the remaining hostages out. Texas Democrats failed to appear for a special session again today, protesting GOP redistricting maps. The governor is calling for Democrats to be arrested. And the Coast Guard out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion 2 years ago, finding that it was preventable and Ocean's Gate CEO survived. They would have recommended charges. This is ABC News.